feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 a.m. Hope everybody is well. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, so you might want to get your 2 for Tuesday requests in at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 right here on WGN for your 2 for Tuesday. And, yeah, also coming up on the show, we're going to have some live music in studio. We are going to be talking with from the band Sadie and the Stark. We'll have two members from the band in, and we'll talk music and hear some live music. They're playing this Saturday at Quenchers, and it's a 21 and over show. Starts at 9, and it's $6 to get in. And Stadie Rogers and Jeff Tweedle are going to be here to talk and to hang out and to listen to some music. That's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. We are also going to talk about the difference between generic items and name brand items. We're going to talk about that, and we'll talk about some of the more ridiculous generic or off-brand knockoff items here, and so on and so forth. Lots of other stuff we're going to be getting to. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also send us texts there anytime you want, 312-981-7200. And you also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. And we are also on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show, which is, in fact, the best way to stay connected. Alrighty then. Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
All right, man. How about yourself?
Not bad. All right. A little discombobulated because we had to the studio here, and there was some stuff, and we had to move it.
Right.
So I'm a little discombobulated.
Normally, we are the only show that operates out of Studio A, but due to some improvements to the showcase studio, everybody else has been up here as well.
Yeah, and so they're messing with my stuff. So it's a little crazy. That's why I sound a little rushed right now, and I know I do. It's because normally I get to get in here about an hour and a half before the show, set everything up, get everything ready to go, and I'm relaxed. By the time we start the show, I'm ready to go. And I changed the TV channels in here.
Because you don't want to miss Crime Village.
Because I want to watch Crime Village, right. But I guess the remote made me change this one, which now I can't see Esmeralda or Vic. Hold on. Let me see if I can fix this. We're doing a little maintenance here, right, on the now both of them changed.
We're on Crime Village, so just put that on.
You're on Crime Village.
Did you and Vic? Now I'm imagining you and Vic is like a Bonnie and Clyde team.
How dare you? We're hosting.
All right. Oh, we're on it right
I'm
now.
Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. I just went straight to the fact you guys are criminals and not the host.
There we
I
go.
Apologize. It would make more sense
that you
would be the host.
Exactly.
Since you are both broadcasters. Gosh. But
can I just mention that at the instant that I talk about something being wrong in the studio, Bob comes in. Can I just say that we have we have great engineers at this place. Like I said, I just said, there's something wrong with the TV. Boom, the door opens. There's Ferguson. It's like super engineer. We have great engineers here, and I just want to throw that out there. They're great. So, all right. Anyway, hey, let's go. We said hi to Dan, didn't we?
We did. Hi.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
Hi, Dan.
While you were fixing the TV, I incriminated Vic and Esmeralda. So there's some tension later in the show. That's why.
When Crime Village, because Crime Village starts at 3. So when Crime Village starts, and if I see anybody that looks weird with a beard, I know it's Vic on Crime Village.
Esmeralda did change her hair recently, so maybe she's trying to.
Aren't those the actors?
They do have like reenactments on that show on
Crime
Village.
So are you talking about those or the real people?
Now this is a real story. Let's say hi to Vic first. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man.
Anybody come in and mess up your newsroom?
Well, normally when you say crime watchers and Vic, the police come into my door, but that didn't happen tonight. You guys look like a NASCAR pit crew.
I
was watching you on the monitor.
I know.
That was impressive.
It's just so not how I want to start the show. I like to start the show. I've been here for a while. I'm all set. There's a lot of pre-show rituals I go through that I could not do.
I was thinking the same thing when I was watching you. I was thinking, I bet that really, You might get a guy of habit.
It might be a loopy show tonight. Rituals, I don't know, this morning. It might be a little looped. So.
And before the text start, that is not any fault of any hosts that were on.
Oh, no, 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 no. Of course not.
People
of course not.
Read
I'm
into
just,
things.
No, no, no. I'm just really particular about how I set the studio up. And it's different than the way normal people. It's mostly my fault because I'm so weird and compulsive about things. And things have to be in a certain, you know what I mean? It's all my fault.
No,
I don't.
No,
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying I'm the one who's dysfunctional, and do you know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm the one who's nuts and has to have it a certain way, or I go a little bit loopy. So it's yeah. Anyway, don't start coming in. Oh, Nick's making being mean to the other host. I'm not. All the other hosts on this station are better than I am. So that's one thing. I just like the studio a certain way, and I like to get into the studio at a certain time to set it up. So, there you go. Boy, the first half hour of this show is just going to be crap, isn't it? We can't get the guests in here soon enough. You know what I'm saying? I just need to shut up. Anyway, Vic, hi, buddy.
Hey, man. Hey, guess what? By the way, I want to say I finished Treme.
Oh, great, huh?
Man, that was great. The last scene, it's such a short final season, too.
Yeah. Well, they
five?
they barely got that season renewed because the ratings were ratings were so low on it that they barely were able to get a half season out of it.
I can kind of see that unless you were a fan of what's the his name slips my mind,
David Simon.
Yes, unless you're a fan of his or maybe The Wire or music or food is very. It did last four seasons though. But.
I personally think David Simon, everything that guy creates is genius, and he's responsible, in my opinion, for the greatest television show that's ever been on television, and that's The Wire. The Wire is the best TV show that's ever been on TV.
I was turned on to Treme after I finished The Wire, but anyway, I wanted to mention I finished it, and I thought it was fabulous.
It is great
series.
For people who have not seen Treme, you should check it out. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Great music. Great acting. And it's David Simon. What can you say? Mm-hmm. I mean, remember I told you to watch The Corner, if you can find that.
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I have a list of Nick.
It's not a full season.
Recommendations.
I think if I remember correctly, it's just a miniseries.
Yeah.
But it's called The Corner, and it preceded The Wire, and it's connected to The Wire. So you should check out The Corner next. If you're digging the David Simon stuff, I highly recommend. And Generation Kill is great, too.
Jeannie's constantly correcting me because I'm watching a series and I said, man, she looked so much younger in this one than she did the last series we watched. That was before this one.
Yeah,
this one's after that.
Happens when you watch things out of order.
Right.
You're like five seasons behind on something.
Right,
it's like Walter White had hair. What's going on? You know. So anyway, in traffic is Esmeralda Leon in her hut.
Yes.
Hi. How's your hut?
My hut's good. No one comes into my hut.
Oh, okay.
No one wants to come into the hut. Most people walk by and they look at me through the window, and I have the door open. I have it propped open. No one comes around usually.
Yeah.
They just look at me through the window.
They look at
me
through the window and go, well, she's in the hut.
Yeah. I'm a bit like a zoo animal in here.
That's another reason why I use this studio, because the only person that has a view of me is Dan, which is the important thing. And there's nobody standing outside the window banging on the window, which I always find really annoying when I'm in the showcase studio, especially when I used to do the Saturday shows, because I would be on till like maybe 1, 2 in the morning or midnight. Right around 10 o'clock is when the people who've been drinking all night come up and start slapping stuff onto the window.
Slapping stuff?
Well, I'm telling you, that's not out of context. That's totally in context. They do. I've seen everything get slapped on those windows. The thing that's funny to me is the people come up and like put their mouths on it. After like an hour earlier, I'm like, you have no idea what was being rubbed up against that window 45 minutes ago, pal. I want to go for a tetanus shot right now. I don't know why that would be. Like somebody put a rusty nail in why would I say tetanus shot? I should have said penicillin. The joke is penicillin, right? You should go get some penicillin. Wouldn't that be the joke?
Just get all
Not
of them.
Not tetanus. Because the showcase studio is not surrounded by rusty nails. I just want to
except Halloween. that was a fun promotion this year.
The rusty nails promotion brought to you by WGN.
I was gonna say, is it Saw down there? Are they?
Yeah, there's that little clown on the tricycle is down there. It's time to play a game. That's what happens when you go into the showcase studio. they put that giant bear trap on your head, and you have to figure out how to take it.
But it's all in good fun because at the end they give you that tetanus shot.
Like, hey, no fun, harm, no right? foul. Here's a free tetanus
Here's
shot.
Here's a free tetanus shot. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, this is going to be a special show. Hey, but before we break here, Esmeralda, when you go shopping, do you buy brand names? Do you ever do the generic?
No. For the most part, I do generic.
Do you?
I compare and contrast and see, hopefully, it's
right.
the same.
That's what we're going to talk about later. And some of the more ridiculous names for knockoff items.
Oh, yeah, the sodas.
Oh, my God. I think my favorite is Dr. Zipper instead of Dr. Pepper.
Those are great.
Let's
I
get
like
a case
those.
Of Dr. Zipper. So that'll be coming up later on. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are going to be, I'm sure they're thrilled to be guests on the show at this moment, but we're going to meet members from the band Sadie and the Stark, who are performing at Quenchers, a great place, by the way. At 2401 Northwestern this Saturday night, nine p.m. start, $6 to get in. I can't. All right, let's take a break and we'll get these people in here and we'll have some fun.